Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
It was powerful. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor, if you're there, come on in and drop a few nuggets. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to tell you, saints, it was good, it was good, it was good. It was good. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Mother, we're going to ask you to come on in and take us to the throne. And after the throne, hopefully our pastor and prophet will come in, amen, praise God, with a dynamic word from the Lord before Mother
amen.
Helen comes in. Amen.
Amen.
Mother Jackson.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Father God. We come to you almost we know how. First, I come to give you the honor who's the Rabboshe of my life. And Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Hadalaboshe, Sister Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you once more, God. We thank you once more, God, for keeping us, God, for this time, one more time. In the name of Jesus, God, we come, God, to glorify your name and just to thank you, God. Hadalaboshe, God, because you've been mighty good to Hadalaboshe us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you, God. Hadalaboshe, God, we second Hadalaboshe, God. We thank you, God. Continue, God, to humble us before you, God, and to your man-made, Hadalaboshe, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you today, God, continue, let the fire burn us, God. Hadalaboshe, God, continue to do what you do, God, to go to in us, God. Let us begin to want to rise up, God. Let us begin to want to be obedient to your word, God. Let us begin to, God, just to arise early in the morning. Go to God. Go to in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for letting us go to Boshe, God. Begin to grow up in you, God. Go to Boshe, God. Begin to go to Boshe, God, to listen to you, God, and to let you guide us to go to Boshe in the way that you have us to go. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to let us love, Lord, like you love, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God. Hey, that you create in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, God, whatever your will is, Lord of Oshay, God, let us begin to say yes to your perfect will, God. Whatever it is, God, Lord of Oshay, God, let us say yes to your will, God, Lord of Oshay, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, if it's in jealousy, God, oh, God, we pray this day, God, Lord of Oshay, we plead the blood of Jesus over, God, Lord of Oshay, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for teaching us, God. Oh, the Boshe, God, you're the best teacher. Oh, God, if we just listen to your voice, oh, the Boshe, God, and thirst like never before. Oh, the Boshe, God. Oh, the Boshe, God. Thirst, God. A thirst and hunger for more of you, God. And let you begin to come in like never before, God. Oh, the Boshe, God. We love you, Lord, and stay, God. We pray, God, oh, Boshe, thank you for your healing power, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for being that mind regulator for us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for you being that heart fixer, oh, Boshe, for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. Oh, the Boshe, God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, God, oh, Boshe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for taking out everything, oh, the Boshe. It's not like you, God. Okay, God, wash us clean of God. Purge us on the inside, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And let us begin to stand up like strong soldiers in you, God, like never before, God. Oh, with boldness, Oroboshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oroboshe, God, that we'll begin to minister to your people, God. Whatever you have put into us, God, is not for us, God. Oh, God, but we thank you, God, for it's for somebody else. In the name of Jesus, God. So we cry out to you today, God. Once more, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Let us begin to yield to the Holy Spirit, God. Let us begin, God, to give all out that you have poured into us in the name of Jesus, God. Hold up, O'Shea, God. In the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask, hold up, O'Shea, right now. In the name of the Father. and the Son and the Holy Ghost, to the Roboche. In Jesus' name we pray this morning, God. Have your divine way. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, Mother. Praise God for that anointed prayer. And without further ado, we're going to bring in our pastor and our prophet, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. We'll say amen.
Our glory be to God. God bless us on the name. God bless each and every one of you. To be as worthy to be praised. And I'm just having a dynamic time and God just speaking and God just downloading different things. You know, and, you know, I just give all praise and honor unto God. This is thanks to God. I'm telling you right now, that is the change that is taking place in the atmosphere. And God is causing us to do so, you know, because he is worthy to be praised. Pastor Smith, Mother Ellen is on, right? I want to, you know, I'll wait after her. And God drop something in me. I just come on back in. And I just love to sit back and allow God to use you all. Because it's all good, and man, it's an excellent thing. And I'm definitely going to drop the nugget probably about the end of the broadcast with different ones that is listening in that you probably missed this morning. And it's good that you're here for what God is doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Mother Helen is on. You know, we're going to let her press one, bring her on in, and I'm going to get out of the way, Pastor Steph, and whenever y'all
God,
ready
God
again,
bless you. I'm on.
You bring it. Hey, Mother. How you doing, Mother? And
I'm blessed.
Absolutely. And Pastor Smith, if you give me some more time, if your spirit ain't stirred up by that time, because you know how Mother do that. Mother been on got your spirit all stirred up. Amen.
Amen.
And if not, you know, I can wait till in the morning or wait till God want to shoot me out again. Amen.
Amen.
I give it back to you all, and I'm just going to wait in the background and just get my soul stirred up. Don't make me holler too hard, Mother Ellen. I'm telling you, I'm not going to talk to the script. Don't make me go to scratch my head after the thing is over. And I'm going to stop you from living in the
Amen. God bless everyone, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, to Pastor Smith. Pastor C, and honor Pastor Temple Spencer and First Lady Spencer.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I just want to piggyback on what the pastor was talking about this morning, because it kind of pivots on what I'm going to be talking about. But he was talking about do maintenance on yourself.
Amen.
And he said, get in a place with God. Because we got to make the grade. He told us to come out of the incubator. You know, walk
Amen.
In your possession. No more excuses. Have a mature mind. Don't be satisfied with just a little trickle. Be accountable with no excuses. Stop missing
Amen.
Your place. And it's time to grow up and come out of the incubator. Then
Amen.
Pastor Smith, as I said about myself, some of that found me too. And he said, don't wither on the vine. You want to get it, go get it. Be responsible. In other words, have responsibility. It's time to go into our blessed place. And Pastor Smith said, make your body a living sacrifice. Be obedient. We can't be slothful, and we don't want to stunt our growth in the spirit. We must operate in excellence. With that being said, I'm going to piggyback off that. Do maintenance on yourself. And
Amen.
We're going to be talking about your new life in Christ. Do you really have a new life in Christ? I'll be coming from the third chapter of Colossians. And this was Paul talking to the people of Colossians, because they were still hung up on hearsay. And I would say that burning candles or turning around three times and looking up at the sky or wait till the new moon before you could hear from God. But Paul let them know that he is everything, he's all of it, he's the beginning from the end. And he said, if then be risen with Christ, seek these things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. That means you can't get caught up on your job,
You can't even get caught up on what you're going to eat today or tomorrow. You can't get caught up on what people are saying or none of that. You have to set your mind on things above. Verse 2 says, set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall he also appear with him in glory. Okay, mortify therefore your members, which are under earth. We know fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. But I heard something that Apostle Hill said that this truck was so, it was just good. He said, we talk about fornication and drinking and smoking, but how do we treat our fellow man? How do we watch the words we say? Do we jump to conclusions? Do we think before we speak? Three things that you can't get back. A stone after it's thrown, a word after it's said, an appointment after it's missed. So let us be like my mother used to tell me, think twice before we speak once. For which sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which we also walk sometime when you lived in them. But now we have put off all of this, just what I got through talking about, anger, wrath, malice, blaspheming, filthy communication out of your mouth. I've seen some people, if you look at them crossway, they ready to cut you up, curse you out. But that's not how we live in the new Christ. When Christ is within us, he died on the cross so that we may have an everlasting tree of life. And so if we are to be in him, we must do what the word of God say do. Get in your word. Pray. Not just read it, but pray. Chew on it. And I admonish everybody that's under the sound of my voice, international waters, the United States, right here in Georgia. Take time, if you want to know how to live, take time and read the book of Colossians. And it will tell you how we are supposed to live as Christian people. Not just talk it. Not, we got to walk it. We got to chew on it. We got to pray about it. With everything that's going on in this world, I know it's a process, but we just got through giving you the instruction to mortify your members. Die to the flesh. You know, we that's the hardest thing, I think, for most people, is dying to the flesh. It's not all about doing fornication, but it's all about being hateful, speaking unhealthy words over your children, gossiping, being not unforgiving, jealousy, cruelty to your people. And it's all of those things. He said, lie not to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. So if God created you, it's our job to strive to be all we can be to God, for God, not for man, but for God. We have to look to the hills from which comes all our help. All our help cometh from the Lord. Verse 10, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ, all in all. That means God has no respect of person. That means all of us, from the pulpit to the floor, we have to honor what this word of God say. I have sit under some ministers in a lot of years that they, whatever came up, they would say it. They showed no mercy or no grace. So we have to have long suffering with each other. We have to be forgiving of each other. I know that some of us have a slothful spirit. Some of us don't have the accountability we should be. But that's where the fruit of the Spirit kick in. Long suffering, patience, kindness, and love.
Amen.
These are the Christian virtues. Verse 12, put on, therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, we also have to forgive each other.
Amen.
And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also we are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. All of these things, it's not anything magical about being living for God, but you must get in your word, and you must read that word, chew on it, ask God for an understanding. He died that we may have an everlasting life, that all of the isms and schisms and what have you, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Don't worry about the job. Don't worry about the house. Don't worry about anything that's not concerning, because one day, if we keep these commandments, if we live a virtuous life for Christ, we will be with him up in glory. Time is not as long as it has been. It's no time. It's like the pastor said, we must hold ourselves accountable. We must not be slothful. We must do everything in excellence, so when we do come to sit on the right hand of God, that we can say, well done, my good and faithful service. Nobody wants to think about dying and going to heaven. But every day that we live, we're closer than we think. When you look around, there's so much murdering, so much crime, so many storms, so many hurricanes. A lot is going on. But if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, he will keep you in perfect peace. Think on these things, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is good. Think on these things. Think on things above and not off this earth, because earth has nothing but trouble and problem. But we have to stay here until we ascend to be with God. But until then, let us remember all of these things. Mortify therefore your members. Anything that you're doing is unclean, is not like God. Ask God to take it from you. We don't need to keep having excuses. Well, I just can't do it. Well, you know I have to have something to calm my nerve. Take the word of God. Pray. That'll calm your word. He did say he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on thee. Sometimes we say we have stopped doing things, but we keep the flesh in the trunk. And sometimes we have to, you'll reach back and get that flesh and say something that you shouldn't say. But you know why that happens? We don't have our mind stayed on thee. We are not honoring God and his commandments. This book of Colossians is such a wonderful book. Like I said, everybody read the whole four chapters of Colossians, and it will tell you how to treat your fellow man. It tells husbands how to treat their wives, wives how to treat their husbands, all of that. It's a book of Christian virtue. Give an extreme makeover of your life, because Christ has no respect of person. When we was dead in our sins, he yet still loved us. This is why I say, live for God until you get ready to descend unto heaven. And last but not least, the 17th verse say, whatsoever ye do in the word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I hope you have got something out of these few little nuggets today. And as I say, take it and read it for yourself. And you know I always have to leave with a little thing to tell you about. Don't mama and don't complain. We have excuses of why we can worry. We want to wallow and be in self-pity. But when you do that, You only bring negativity to yourself. So let us be encouraged and let us remember that God loves us and that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God bless you, and now turn it back in the hand of Pastor Smith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother, praise God. What a beneficial and relevant word for today. Amen. God bless you. I just tell you, I just was thinking about some of the things, praise God, that Mother was saying. Amen. But know this right here. Amen. That only what you do for Christ is going to last. Amen.
Amen.
He's dotting down the I's and checking all the T's, praise God. So when that book is opened up, amen, praise God, where you have to stand before the Almighty God, who is the judge,
amen.
Will you be wanting? Will you be wanting, saints? Amen, praise God. So we have to go and take a checkup from the neck up. Amen, praise God. It has to be on a daily basis to ensure that we are on the right road, that we're in alignment, praise God, and that we're in position where God needs us so he can use us. Amen, praise God. And she said something about affection. Well, that affection, praise God, is talking about your mind. What's in your mind, praise God? Remember, praise God, you got to get rid of the stinking thinking. You are a new creature, praise God. And when newness come on you, you need to do new things. The old things pass away, amen. And we have to operate in the new, praise God. She also said, don't judge the book by his cover in so many words. Amen. You can look at me and I can look mean as all get up. But praise God, that probably ain't me. Amen. Praise God. So we have to treat our fellow man with due diligence and respect. Praise God. Amen. For the Bible says, do unto others as you will have others do unto you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And she said a few other things. She said, put your mind in gear. Amen. Put your mind in gear before engaging your mouth. You know, saints, sometimes, we mess up. Sometimes we say some things without thinking. Amen. Praise God. But before anything goes out, we ought to think about what we're going to say. Amen. Because words do hurt. Amen. And we're not in the hurting business, praise God.
Amen.
We're in the helping business, amen. We're in the peace business, amen. We're in the building the kingdom of God business, amen, praise God. And, we got to understand on today is such a serious time, amen. And we need to be in such a serious place serving God and our fellow man. Amen, on today. Pull the PMCS on yourself. Amen, on your spiritual life. Amen, on your personal relationship with Christ. And then also pull it with your relationship with others, praise God. Amen. If people don't want to be around you, you got to check yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Well, he say he was a man of God. She say she was a woman of God. But I don't want to have nothing to do with them. Amen. That's not what God brought us here for. Amen. Amen. We got to be helpers of one another. Paul said, don't be looking down on a man unless you lifting him up. Amen. Let's lift one another up on today. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And then Paul also said, follow me as I follow Christ. Now, if you see Pastor Smith out there ain't following Christ, don't you follow me. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Don't do it. Amen.
Amen.
And just because I got a little title and all that, that don't mean a hill of beans. Praise
Amen.
God. But what makes the difference is I'm out there doing the will of God.
Amen.
And you see it in my walk. Are the fruit there? Are they lining up? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, I'm not saying
Amen.
I'm perfect, because nobody's perfect. Only one is perfect. Therefore, on today, it's a daily process, amen, where we filter off all of those impurities, amen, in our life, praise God, and put on the positive, holy things, anointed things of God in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. We have to do it. Amen. Those are the things that we should focus on, saints. Amen. Time is getting short. We're in the last and the evil days. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And woe on those who are not ready. For the Lord
Amen.
Said, get your house in order. Amen.
Yes,
if it ain't in order, woe on you. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Get it in order. Amen.
Yes.
And where we can help one another, praise God, polish off iron, sharpen iron, let's do that, praise God.
Amen.
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 Glory
We're living
God.
In a terrible world right now on today.
Amen.
So much is going
Amen.
On.
So much
is going on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And we
Amen.
Know, amen, it ain't nothing but the enemy. Amen. But we
Amen.
Who are born again to Christ, praise God,
yes.
we got to step up and get in the war. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We got to step up and get in there. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
With the Lord on our side, who could be against us? But on
Amen.
Today, on today, amen, pull the maintenance that you necessarily so need, amen, to get you on the right road,
right road.
And be aligned in Christ on today. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. 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 So
Amen.
Put to death those earthly things. Amen. That's all of us, because this earth does not belong to us. So let's put them to death, those earthly things. We can't carry
yes.
them nowhere with us. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't no red wagons going up. Ain't no lists going up. Ain't
Amen.
Nothing going up but the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Yes.
I tell you, that's a rich word right there, mother. Yeah, you
Amen.
Did a drive by today. Thank God for that drive by.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
God.
God
bless you, Pastor.
And you know, I'm just going to say, giving honor to Christ who's ahead of my life, to my wife, to my pastors, amen, Leticia and Temple Spencer, amen, praise
amen.
God to the Pastor Carol and the ADM leadership, and to the
amen.
ADA members, amen, praise
amen.
God. To our international partners and to, amen, praise God, our USA partners, God bless you on today. Take a rich word with you today. Share it with somebody on today. Praise God that they will be enlightened and they will be elevated in Christ Jesus on today, that he could use them today. Amen. Praise God. But that's all I got for right now. And amen, praise God. We're going to see if our prophet, our pastor, want to come on back in, amen, and give us some nuggets.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. From that anointed, amen, praise God, word that he brought on this morning, amen, praise God. Come on
amen.
In, Pastor.
Amen, amen. It's some blessing. And God is able to do. Exceedingly above all things. Amen. Pastor Smith, y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 I want everyone that is listening to us, please, if you got your TVs on, please shut them off. If you got this on music or anything that will distract you, just shut it off right right quick, because if you don't, and if you distract it, and if you got a lot of things going on, you finna get ready to miss what I'm finna get ready to release, that God gave me the okay to release it, to release it to you all now. Y'all are very special in the eyesight of God for the things that he be wanting me and allow me to release. It's another part to that, as what God was sharing this morning and was telling us we got to grow up, and was telling us that we got to come out of the incubator, and we got to be able to do things where he could be able to trust us. It's another piece to that. And I want you all to catch this, because it's going to blow your mind, because it blew my mind when God was telling me and when God was talking to me about it. Some things that that comes from heaven, you know, you can't do nothing but say it's God, because it didn't come from not man intellect or your own intellect. God is speaking. And I just thank God, because my spirit just been in a place with God lately, and God just been downloaded into me, you know. And he's telling us that for a reason. When he was telling us we need to grow up and we need to do this, he's telling us that for a reason. Well, everyone knows the story dealing with Satan, dealing with Lucifer when he was up in heaven, and how this war and everything that took place up in heaven, because Satan want to rebel against God and want to go against God's authority, and he feels though that he was trying to be the man. So God had to remove Satan up out of the kingdom of heaven and still here on earth. Even the Bible declares how a third of the angel with him, amen. We all understand
Amen.
That story, and I just want to reflect. I just want to just drop this down into this. I don't want to go too deep, because I want God to really release me to really go, but he want me to give y'all this part. Well, this is the piece where us in the body of Christ that we are missing, especially in the part of leadership and the people that is trying to connect and follow. We are missing, and we are missing the Lucifer-like spirit. It's a spirit that trying to overtake leadership and overtake the kingdom of God. That's the Lucifer-like spirit. Understand this. I want you all to catch this. Understand this. Before Satan got kicked out of heaven, it wasn't a spirit of rebellion and operated in heaven. It wasn't a spirit of gossip operating in heaven. It was one spirit operating in heaven, and when the war took place, that was the Lucifer spirit. Amen. His name did not got transitioned to Satan. Other words, he got stripped from his rank when he got removed from heaven out of the kingdom here on earth. So he's not Lucifer anymore. He's Satan. But before he got removed from heaven, his name was Lucifer. Lucifer was already in works persuading. In order for the third to come with him, they had to be persuaded by him to come with him or to go on his side. That's what happened into the church today for the Lord that showed me. It's a Lucifer-like spirit that we are saints of God, we are missing. We are warring against the third. We warring against the spirit of rebellion. We warring against different things. But I'm not warring against the Lucifer-like spirit. Understand this. The Lucifer-like spirit has to be a spirit that connected. Lucifer was connected in heaven and connected to God. Y'all hear me? My God, y'all hear me tonight. And it was connected in the heavens. And by its connection, it was able to influence other angels. Y'all hear me? That's what God is telling us we better grow up, because a child is easy to influence by other people because they look up to them. Y'all hear me? But if you're not growing up or come out of the incubator or get out of your diaper, you'll be easy to influence by the Lucifer-like spirit that's operated into the saints of God. My God, I got to get off of this here. My God, that is an operation to the saints of God. Now God gave me another warfare to fight. Now instead of me trying to fight against the third to remove them out of that place, I have to war against the Lucifer-like spirit that is convincing, my God Almighty, the third to move in a spirit of rebellion. That's why God is telling calling us, we need to make sure we grow up. That's why he won't lead us to make sure you get into an area to where you're walking in holiness to protect them until they grow up. If not, we're walking into a Lucifer-like spirit. And there's so many of us right now that we are connected to different parts of the body. We connected to different parts of the vision. A Lucifer-like spirit is connected in a place of a, in an office, or it has a title, it has a rank, but yet it rebels against the servant that God wanted to
be.
My God, my God, my God. I just want to drop that on you all, just let you chew on that for a little bit. But I don't want to go too little further. The Holy Ghost put me back and say that's enough. But the saints of God, let's remember and let's obey what God is saying. Because this thing is deeper than me and I and you and me. Until today that God went and took it to me and revealed that to me, I'm not going to lie to you, I never known it. Until God revealed to me. And we missed that spirit, because before he got removed and his name was Satan, he was rebellion, or his mentality took rebellion under Lucifer. Y'all hear me? My God, under Lucifer, an angel that is beautiful, an angel that walked in a place of worship, an angel that had a rank, an angel that was connected to God, an angel that released a melody and shift the atmosphere, but yet he still had an operation of corruption that influenced others to follow in demonic activity with him.
Mm-hmm.
My God, my God, my God. Well, Lord have mercy. Pastor Smith, Brother Jesse, Brother Helen, I got to go from that. My God, I'm going to leave it alone, and I just pray, hopefully God release me to really dig into it the wish you have, but he wanted to just give me that part and give you the reason why that you need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
My God, because you got to, if you don't grow up, it's easy for you to be influenced by a Lucifer-like spirit, and they love to operate in purpose.
Lord,
that's why a lot of leaders,
mm-hmm.
my God, hear me tonight, that's why a lot of leaders and people inappropriate, able to influence others, able to influence individuals. Don't let them to grow up. Don't let them to seek God for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them to know the truth. Looking and wicked, you dealing with a Lucifer-like spirit that is able to influence and suppress you and dominate you. My God, my God, my God. My God.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. We got to go. Never roam on this earth. They had a job, and it was kicked out of heaven from the Lucifer-like influence that persuaded them to follow him. And now they have a job, because now the Lucifer-like spirit, now it's Satan, is employing them to do a job. If Satan is not around in your life, there's no reason for the third to carry out their duties. Y'all got to hear me tonight, my God Almighty, to carry out their duties that is sought to do you. My God Almighty, I tell you, my God, I will beat that Lucifer-like spirit in the name of Jesus. Listen, Pastor Smith, that's all I have. That's all I have. Tonight, I don't want to go no further. I want to obey the spirit. God bless you all. Please, I hope y'all had that drop. That's why it's very important that you don't want to miss a morning, don't want to miss a prayer. You don't know what God's going to do. You know, I thank God that God is raising up leaders and raising up team members that pastor don't have to do it all. You might not hear me, but you better believe I'm on. And at the end of the day, God could drop something down any moment, any minute. That's why we have to be people of God that is not babies, because mama, daddy is not here. I don't want to do this here. At the end of the day, we all have accountability that we need to seek the Father, and we don't want to be persuaded by that Lucifer spirit. Y'all got to let me know. I'm here, Pastor Smith. God bless all of you. My God, my God.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. What a powerful couple of nuggets he just dropped. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And, you know, I didn't know that either. I know that, you know, I know that the devil, praise God, was kicked out with a third, amen. But that Lucifer-type spirit, amen, praise God, it makes so much sense, praise God.
You got him in the
church.
It
makes so much sense,
amen. Amen, yes.
Praise God. You know, one of my college professors told me one time, say, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Amen, praise God. So ignorance of God's word, when you should know the word that makes you free, is no excuse. Praise God. Because we should hear the word, amen, and know the word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because God's word is God's word. Amen. And his word is for us to live by, to direct and guide us on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And listen, if we never grow up and get matured, amen, we never will be able to stand against anything. Amen.
Amen.
For I heard the saying that if we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything.
Amen.
And praise God, mature Christians, mature saints should not be falling for anything, praise God, when it's dealing with this world. Praise God. Amen.
Okay.
My God, Pastor, I tell you. Amen. You dropped some powerful, powerful, powerful stuff. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Gives you something to think about. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You want to take
it
a little bit further.
Awesome, Pastor Smith. You know, it's awesome if you really sit down and think about it, because at the end of the day, it was a third that went with him, and it was only one demonic spirit in operation, and that was the spirit of Lucifer. The enemy was wrestling against Lucifer. His name was Satan when he got kicked here on earth. In other words, he got stripped from his life that God gave him.
Right.
It wasn't the spirit of rebellion operating. It was one spirit that operated in many things and many ways. Just like today, we have, every lot of us have different gifts of the fivefold. We have a gift for prophecy. We got a gift for pastor, evangelist. We got a lot of people who have different gifts. They got different talents. Same thing with the Lucifer like spirit. Now with Satan, he's operating in all the gifts of the demonic spirits. And and when the third with him, he released the third to do their job. But before that third, it was a connection in heaven. And the Lucifer-like spirit is operating in today in pulpits and also in leadership. Amen?
Amen.
They're operating today. And they lead, and that's why you get these cliques in the church. The clique you're getting in church, you're dealing with a Lucifer-like spirit that has influenced other members or other people to a group to come follow with them, that they're right.
Yeah.
And now we warn against a clique or warn against a session, and really it's that Lucifer-like spirit is using that individual. Understand this, saints of God. The Lucifer or Satan, he's always trying to regain his rank and his position back into the heavens. So he's always trying to regain his title, not as Satan, but as Lucifer. And he needs, watch this, I want y'all to catch this one. He needs not a satanic worshiper, not an individual operating in rebellion. He needs a saint of God, because that put him back in his remembrance when he was in heaven and what he connected to. He needs a soul out believer of God to connect with to regain his throne. Y'all better, don't play with me tonight. My God Almighty. And that's why we have to be individual that's seeking God, because you will become vulnerable to the Lucifer-like spirit. That's why we have leadership, leaders, by God molesting children. You deal with a Lucifer spirit. That's why we have people that is dealing with, especially in the pulpit, by God manipulating, using the saint, abusing the saint. You're dealing with a Lucifer spirit. My God. And if you're not a part of the movement that is going on with the Lucifer spirit, you become an outcast of them. My God Almighty, if you're not with them, you become an outcast. Saints, We got to make sure when it's time for us to go and walk on our feet, we got to make sure we walk, you know. So, I mean, I'm just fired up right now. God, I'm with you, Pastor Smith. I did not know this. I did not see this until God done talked to me and God done really just really been speaking to me and showing me some different things. And you know what I asked him? I'm going to say this, and I got to go. I'm definitely going to go. I asked God, this is what I asked God, Pastor Smith, Mother Helen, Mother Jackson. I asked God, I said, God, I said, you mean to tell me I've been going the wrong way? And the Holy Spirit was like, what do you mean by that? I said, I cast out the rebellion. I cast out suicidal. I do all these things. But yet, it's still another spirit there that I have not dealt with, and that's that Lucifer spirit. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, no, son, you have not been operating in the wrong way. You was operating on the level that you was on. Always remember this. This is what the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, always remember this. That's why it's very important that you connect with people that have a greater message than you. Because you're going to need that. You could be able to be their help, or they could use your help until they come up to the level that they need to come up with. Saints of God. That's why it's very important. Don't you walk around like you know it all when you get in here. If you got somebody that's enhanced in their life, enhanced in their prayer life, enhanced in different places with God, that's why you need to cling on to them, because it comes to a season and a time to where you need help warring to an area that you don't even have understanding that you're warring with or you're fighting to, and they have the understanding. My God Almighty. You cannot connect to folks, my God, that is under you. You try to listen, you try to learn, and you try to get teaching for people that you in the 10th grade and they in the 5th grade. What is the 5th grade going to show you? You're a master in the 10th grade. Always look for something. Always look for individuals that is enhancing. And that's what God showed me. He said, listen to something. That's why it's very important. Very important. That you connect to individual or you connect with someone that is enhancing in the depthness of the spirit within me, because you'll be getting to fight and wrestle against the thing, and you're fighting things that is not it. Y'all know how we have these holy rollers and these holy things about they got it going on, but yet they keeping you they're getting you whooped in the spirit. Listen, I'm gonna go on that one. Let me get on out here on that one. So listen.
Hey,
I don't know when.
My
God, I don't know when God is going to release it. We release it. There's more to this. You know, I'm just hitting and missing. I'm hitting and missing with it because there's some things He don't want me to release right now. But it's more to this.
Amen.
But I want you guys to really be seeking God, for you can really come into your own. You come into your own prayer life. You come into your own worship. You come into your own person in the spirit. That way, you won't be manipulated. You won't be persuaded by that Lucifer light spirit. My
Amen.
God.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You all once again, Pastor.
Amen. Hanging around the fire of the Holy Spirit, that's the place to be. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Can't be out there hanging around with no knotheads that don't know nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't mean to sound facetious, but praise God. I don't want nobody playing, praise God, amen, with my spiritual walk and, praise God, my personal walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be taught right. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. That I know that I know that I know in my knower.
Yes.
Praise God. Where God would have me to be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This has been something on today, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, it's been really been something on today.
Amen.
I tell you. Joy down in my soul.
Can't
touch it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So with that, praise God, I'm going to say amen. Join us again. Amen. Tomorrow morning. At 7 a.m., amen, where we'll be able to share just a little bit further what thus saith the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And remember, amen, we got to grow up. Praise
amen.
God. We can't
amen.
Stay children. We can't stay on milk. But we got to go to the meat of God. Amen. In his
amen.
Word. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. God bless you on today. And may heaven smile upon you. Amen. Amen. Take that word.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you what. Just mill that word around, amen, in your mind and in your heart. Amen.
Mm.
Praise God. As some would say, regurgitate on it. Amen. So you'll get it down in your spirit, man. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But don't forget the family prayer, because Jesus is going to meet you there. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you until we meet again.